Kevin Calabro. He, of course, former voice of the Seattle Sonics, current host of the Kevin Calabro Show on ESPN Radio in Seattle. He gives us a couple of minutes to talk about the impact of the possible move of the Kings up to the Pacific Northwest. What has been the reaction to the news about the possibility of the NBA returning to the area?
Well, people have been ecstatic, Justin. This really came on strong in the last couple of weeks, and of course it really reached a heightened point about a week or so ago with the Yahoo reports that Hansen had come up with some deal points, some non-binding deal points, and that they had the report from Yahoo was that they were presenting that to two various members of the Board of Governors. And then, of course, Kevin Johnson, in the last 48 hours, has picked up the banner there, as we knew he would, and he is leading the charge down there in Sacramento to reignite, if you will, the old building plan that he had last year that he thought he had an agreement with the Maloofs. So a lot of things are happening here, but the reaction in Seattle has been about a year and a few months process since Chris Hansen came on the scene. Hansen's an interesting, very interesting guy. He grew up in the Seattle area. He was a kid that at the age of 13 was out celebrating on the street with his parents and his family in inner city Seattle, the 1979 championship, honking of the horns and the parades and so forth, and he moved out of the area in 1985 to go to school, and then he suddenly reappeared under the radar, began talking to various people here in town, and then it was revealed in an article Christmas last year of 2011 that he had purchased some land downtown and began buying parcels of land. So we had some other people that, since the Sonics had left for Oklahoma City, with the ownership of Clay Bennett, we'd had some other ownership groups, some other people talk, but no one had actually spent money, had written a check, hard currency, and that's something that Chris Hansen has done. So people are overjoyed at the turn of events here in Seattle, and now he is coupled, obviously, with Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, another guy that many people in the community have been waiting to get engaged in this opportunity here to get NBA basketball back in Seattle, and that was huge, getting Steve Ballmer on board, and then the Nordstrom family as well here in town, and a couple of other investors. So it looks pretty good from a standpoint of ownership. He's purchased land downtown. He's got financing for a building. He is set to go. He just needs a basketball team.